686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, we've had some unusual things happen when we do the Paracast. For example, in a recent episode, Chris lost his broadband connection, so we had to use a telephone for the last two segments. We're in the final hour of this episode of the Paracast with Kenneth Thomas talking about power politics. And guess what? My broadband internet access disappeared.
You're watching, you kid.
I wonder what took him so long.
We're talking about the Oregon Box. Wilhelm Reich, the Oregon Box. And suddenly, whoops, we lose our connection. Tell me that's not weird.
You hear that, Dr. Reich? They're still trying to suppress you.
He's no longer around. Somebody doesn't like us over there.
I think it's aliens. Aliens in the internet.
No. Is it really?
Actually, one time I was at the Whole Life Expo where Terrence McKenna was speaking, and he went off on that whole theme about an alien presence inside the internet. And at the same Whole Life Expo was Whitley Strieber, who came on later, and he started poo-pooing the very idea because he had been abducted by little gray creatures, and he wanted to see those. He didn't want to hear about no aliens in the internet.
Thank heavens you won't be hearing Whitley Strieber talk about aliens or anything else on this show, not because we wouldn't invite him, but because he said that he's being insulted in our forums. And because he is being insulted in our forums, and some people in our forums didn't say nice things about you. And that's unfortunate because you're a nice guy. You know, we don't have to agree with everybody.
Well, I'm very surprised that anybody would actually take umbrage. I mean, how many years do you have to have been published to develop a thick skin about, what do you expect? Everybody's just going to come on and sing your name in an angelic song? Of course there's going to be
Christians. Yeah, he does. Evidently he does.
Well, it ain't going to happen.
Okay, so let's go inside this Oregon Box and explain what it does, what its properties are, and are there still Oregon Boxes out there?
Well, the last official Oregon Box that I know of actually appeared on the David Letterman show many years back, and it was located at a museum called the Museum of Medical Quackery. It was on the Letterman show, and thereafter it was transferred to another city to a museum called the Museum of Questionable Medical Practices, which seemed to me like a step up, you know, from outright quackery to just questionable.
Well, you know, I think almost everything is questionable. I mean, if you look at the terms and conditions of every medicine you take, especially antidepressants or something that deals with a complicated problem, they say may cause suicidal tendencies, may cause death. Huh? And then you see this happy-go-lucky woman saying, oh, I take this medicine and my life is better. But it may cause death.
Right. It may cause a whole bunch of things that they say really fast toward the end of the commercial, right? You can't even keep track of it.
But, the car ad, we can get this car for $199. Ken, you can get this car for $199. For the lease, you have to drive 30 miles a year. You were saying?
The Oregon Box I was just describing was an official Reichbook Oregon Box. There, you know, people have been building Oregon Boxes ever since. It's always been a very popular thing. Oregon science is actually still practiced by scientists around the world. The greatest one, of course, in America is James DeMayo. I don't know if you know that name, but he runs the Oregon Biophysics Lab out in Oregon. And he's written a book on it called Saharasia, and he's taken Reich's concepts as far as anybody has been able to. And he also wrote the Oregon Accumulator Handbook, and you can still get that from him, how to build one and what it's all about. And, of course, there was I recently was able to turn over copies of Reich's correspondence with Albert Einstein to a project in Israel where they're trying to collect all of Einstein's correspondence, and they're publishing one volume a year for every year. And they're like in the 1920s now. And Reich's encounter with Einstein was in the 1940s. So it'll be another 20 years before they take what I've given them and get it in a published volume. But Reich had taken the orgone box to Einstein, and Einstein, it blew his mind. He said, wow, this is the implications of this are incredible. And this correspondence went on for a long time until one of Einstein's assistants said to Einstein, well, what's really going on here is a convection with the ceiling. That's why that temperature difference is there in the box. There's a convection with the ceiling. And Einstein said, oh, okay, well, that's the end of that. And Reich said, wait a minute. I do these experiments outdoors. There is no ceilings, you know, and I'm still getting the same effect. But by that time, he had lost Einstein's interest, although some of the equipment that he'd sent Einstein held on to for a long, long time. Reich really had to dun him to get it back. So there's evidence to suggest that he looked into it further. But it is two completely different points of view. Reich felt that Einstein had emptied the universe, that his relativistic formulations basically kind of demonstrated a total mechanical universe that didn't take into account all the many rhythms of energy that you can readily see and that he could measure actually and harness in his technologies.
Well, what do you think the problem was in terms of why was there a vendetta that apparently ensued against him and his work? And they used the flimsiest of charges to get him in jail, where he died, if I'm not mistaken. I think he died in prison, correct?
Yes, he died in prison, what they say, of a broken heart. And then all of his equipment was destroyed, and his books were burned. These were books that were written, famous books like The Mass Psychology of Fascism and Character Analysis, books that he wrote and became famous for, years before he'd even come up with this idea of orgone or written a word about it. And they were all labeled they were all declared as labels for the orgone box. And, federal agents were sent out to his lab in Rangeley, Maine, and they burned all of his books. I mean, it's just a wretched, horrible episode in America's history. And this is like 1957.
What was the motivation? What was the government's motivation to do all this, do you think?
Well, again, it was a threat to pharmaceutical interests, for one thing, because orgone energy is in the atmosphere. It's all around us. It's in your body. And there are very simple techniques to develop it and use it in productive ways that you can't, put in a bottle and sell. Kind of
this
like
is a perfectly dumb question, Ken, but it almost sounds like the Force in Star Wars.
it also sounds like Qi in Taoist philosophy in China. It's the grace of God in Christianity. It's, there's all these wonderful metaphors that every religion kind of has. But Reich was able to demonstrate its reality actually accumulated in various pieces of equipment. Right now, in fact, I have a framed photograph that I'm looking at on one of my bookshelves of blue energy filling up a vacuum tube. This is a vacuum device that Reich created. This is a color photograph among many that he published in a regular journal. You know, it's not a fraud, it's not a hoax, it's not a conspiracy. It's a real science that is, if it's, and again, it's still studied and practiced around the world, certainly in a much smaller way than regular medical science, but it's still out there. It's not in the ascendancy because of a kind of a point of view that developed that was different to it. It's a point of view of just pure mechanistic science gives us, despite the tremendous potential of all the energy that we discovered inside the atom, it gives us tremendous destruction. And Reich's attempt was to try to use atomic energy, you know, for good and productive purposes.
You can't get anywhere using anything for productive purposes in this society sometimes. Kenneth Thomas joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
One of the more unusual episodes of the Paracast, not because of the content from Kenneth Thomas, who's been on the show before, but because of the strange broadband responses I've been getting here. So we're going to continue. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. And we're discussing free energy, What is it? So Oregon Energy can cure you of what ails you?
Well, you know, that was the exaggerated view that was put forth by the FDA, that Reich was saying, get in this box and you will be cured of cancer. But that's not it at all. Reich did write a book called The Cancer Biopathy, in which he said that cancer was the product of a lifestyle and an exposure to things. And he did, his Oregon box was used in his therapeutic practice, but he never made the kind of claim that they said that he did. And, of course, he was prosecuted basically because his groundskeeper had shipped one of the Oregon boxes across state lines, a technical violation.
You were saying,
FDA
yes.
Instruction. Yeah, so it was all kind of technical.
Really? And, like they were looking to entrap him?
Yeah, pretty
excuse,
much.
Excuse,
yeah.
Any excuse.
Right, yeah. I mean, he didn't harm any. And at the same time, there was a campaign in the press that was carried out against him by foreign agents, for the most part. Reich looked on the international scene, and he came up with his own color-coded idea of politics, which he labeled red fascism and black fascism. Red fascism was the kind that was being practiced by the communists, and black fascism is what he was facing here in the United States. And, of course, communists had, in fact, infiltrated the leftist press at the time, and there was a woman named Mildred Edie Brady, who was kind of famous for founding or helping to found Consumer Reports, working for
Consumer Reports?
Yes. And
so now we have a connection between Wilhelm Reich and Consumer Reports.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Mildred Edie Brady is her name, and she wrote these articles that just totally attacked him. And then there was all this other press against him that were kind of based on her articles, more than any direct exposure to him. And another interesting footnote is the first person in the leftist press in this country who wrote a critical thing about Reich was a guy named Frederick Wortham, who wrote a review of The Mass Psychology of Fascism, which is actually the first real book that was, you know, intelligently critical of the fascist states that arose that we fought against in World War II. This guy Wortham wrote a bad review about it. This was before the other attacks that appeared in the New Republic with Mildred Edie Brady. And Wortham later became famous for writing a book called The Seduction of the Innocent, which created this whole hysterical backlash against comic books in the 50s. So the great doctor who convinced everybody that comic books were corrupting youth and creating juvenile delinquency. It led to a total transformation of that industry from they were publishing horror comics and things at the time, and then a comics code authority, a censorship authority was created that sanitized them and censored them out. And
Do you see these types of trends continuing in this culture?
Transport censorship?
Well, just kind of a dumbing down of America and more and more stringent controls over the press and over freedom of speech. And I mean, this is kind of a softball question for you, but I see all this stuff really ramping up.
Well, it's amazing to me how it all happens in a de facto way. I mean, supposedly we live in the time of the internet when it's not breaking down, where everybody is a global publisher. You know, and potentially can reach the entire world. And so you would think you would have more free speech and the more research, more understanding, more intelligence going on. But my view is that it seems to me that the Internet has become so commercialized. I mean, originally you used to be able to get up there and you could actually find research. Now you look up something on Google and they'll send you to a page where maybe you could buy a book that might have some research. But the whole thing is buy something, or alternately, if you are a writer with something to say, how do you survive on the internet? Because they know how to take it, take your time, and put it up there, and there are a few ways that you can earn a living doing that, because so much is posted on the internet for free. So these du jour ways of keeping people from saying anything against conformity or if we see fascism in our government or, all these deleterious things, it's not necessarily outright censorship. I mean, it's been said about many times that, you know, why have a revolution when you don't really need one? There's a book called Friendly Fascism. You know, people like it this way, you know, even the bad parts. And that's why it never changes.
Right. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely see a dumbing down, I think, of the younger generations. I was doing some some maintenance work on some properties in the town next to me. I asked the kid, he was in his early 20s, I asked him to write down some measurements for me. And I gave him a measurement of 14 and 3 quarters, and he said, "How do you write 3 quarters? What is that?" And I was dumbfounded. I couldn't believe it. I said, are you joking? He goes, "No, really, how do you write it?" And I said, "Well, you write a 3 with a slash and then a 4. Do you know what that means?" He goes, "No." It's like he doesn't even know what a fraction is, let alone know how to...
Well, that's because it doesn't appear on a keyboard.
Of course, but where did he receive his education?
He graduated from a local high school there.
Oh, yeah. That is a problem.
You think? Jeez. Well, what about free energy devices? That's another one, Ken, that I know you know a little bit about, is the controversy surrounding the suppression of free energy devices. This dovetails, the Reich material dovetails nicely into the whole subject of free energy and how the oil companies seem go ahead, take that ball.
Yeah. Well, that's the great implication of the Orgone box. If the interior of the Orgone box is a couple temperatures higher than the ambient temperature of the room, that's heat. That's a tremendous source of energy. If you did that on a mass scale, you would have free energy. And that, of course, is a threat to the oil companies. Just the solar energy, which is ubiquitous, is a threat to the oil companies. I have news clippings here of hydrogen fuel cells being developed in the late 1940s, and they're saying, oh, next year we will have this. 1940s, you know. And certainly they just didn't get stupid in the following years. They just got suppressed. Because there's a great deal of profit in moving things along the way they are now.
Yeah, wring our pockets dry for every dime and nickel they can get out of us before the oil equation kind of drops off the map.
You got to hope that one of these days, once the oil finally dries up, that we will turn our attention to the alternative energy, if there's any earth left.
Well, you know what's going to happen, though. The power companies will look for a way to exploit free energy. It can't be free. They'll take care of that.
Well, you know, I think that that's very possible. I mean, even solar energy, you need to create photovoltaic cells to harness it, you know, and those could be centrally produced and marketed under the old rules of capitalism. I mean, there's a way to do it. You just don't make as much money as you do, pumping oil and selling it around the world.
$4 a gallon.
It all comes down to this. If they can find a way to exploit it, if they can find a way to market it, if they can find a way to sell it, they will allow it to market under their control. It's all about them. We have Kenneth F. Thomas. We're talking about parapolitics, Orgone Energy, and lots more. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals, including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's Z-E-O-King.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Two more segments with Kenneth F. Thomas, returning after several years' absence, covering all sorts of developments in parapolitics. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. Now, we can explore Oregon energy forever, but today, in the 21st century, years after Reich died, is there any new stuff still being discovered?
Well, again, Oregon energy is natural energy. So anytime you walk to work, instead of taking the car, you're using Gilice energy. You're using Oregon. So, and it's ubiquitous, and it's always there, and it's, you know, it isn't.
Every time you have an orgasm.
That too, yes. In fact, that was one of the things that they accused Reich of, was sending people into these boxes so they could go masturbate. And that was, and that all has to do with the, you know, the obsession with
yeah, but
with
now that. They just have that ad on the internet. Go into this box and you'll have the greatest experiences ever. It's so totally different now.
You're bad.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, an orgasm in a box. I bet you could market that pretty effectively.
I'm telling you right now, somebody out there is going to register the name orgasminabox.com.
It hasn't been done already.
They can deal with our friends at Namecheap
and
do it.
Doing it in half-assed ways, not understanding what he was trying to do, or even any of the concepts. It just seems kind of radical, and it involves the orgasms and orgasms, and there are all kinds of people that have marketed and sold things that aren't really real. Again, if anybody really seriously wants to study Oregon, it's hard to get Reich's books. They're not in print much anymore. But Jim DeMeo, D-E-M-E-O, of the Oregon Biophysics Lab, he's out there. I don't know what his website is, but that's enough information that you can find him and learn what that's really all about.
Yeah, I can see it now. Oregon boxes for every senior center.
Now, we never really pursued this in more detail, the UFO connection, basically using this Oregon-based weapon or gun to make UFOs wink out. Is there any other UFO
that's
connection?
Right. Well, actually, we could steer this back to the Maury Island case. And because Garrison felt that Crisman was in the employ of the military-industrial complex, as Eisenhower had defined it in the late 50s. He believed that that Crisman shot Kennedy from the grassy knoll at the behest and under the employ of Boeing, the aerospace manufacturer, because Kennedy had given a contract that was expected to go to Boeing. He gave it to General Dynamics instead. And this was a revenge killing, or, you know, just something to demonstrate to the world that you don't go messing with these big defense contractors. You don't get these guys mad at you, or they will fight back and they will kill you.
Like the song, you don't mess around with Jim.
Yes, you don't mess around with the military-industrial complex. And the contract that we're talking about, the last speech that JFK ever gave, was about this. It was about the TFX tactical fighter, and which eventually became the F-111. And in a contract like that is not just building whatever the craft is, but it's creating the funding source and the bureaucracy to make sure that the whole production effort continues through time. And that funding corridor eventually became the F-111, which was sold to Australia. And that funding corridor was also responsible for the development of Pine Gap, which is Australians in Alice Springs. It's Australia's Area 51. So the whole thing really, you know, you talk to people who think that JFK was shot because he was going to talk about the aliens in Roswell. No. But here you got a guy, Crisman, who's involved in aliens and UFO stuff going back to the 40s, helping to create the culture that gives us these science fiction nightmares that we have to live with all the time, like Area 51 and Pine Gap, and a global culture that is constantly at war and constantly dominated by military, the military-industrial complex. And that's what Eisenhower warned about when he finally said, I'm out of here. I'm retiring. Beware of the military-industrial complex. And that's precisely what Garrison was trying to prosecute. Yeah, that's the lesson of the JFK and UFO book.
So basically, Kennedy was trying to fight this too. And then, of course, Johnson comes in and we create this fake incident and go to war in Vietnam.
The Gulf of Tonkin, right.
Exactly.
Well, and that's the whole other aspect of the Kennedy assassination that the JFK scholars will connect with on this, and that is that Kennedy did have an executive order that was drawing down the number of troops in Vietnam. He was beginning to pull us out of Vietnam, and the first thing that Johnson did when he became president was sign an order that reversed that and increased our troop strength there, and then created Vietnam. And,
yeah, that was literally his first major
fallout of that, or the military contractors.
Now, can we take the same conspiracy about military-industrial complex and bring it to the present day, the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan? We didn't need that. I mean, wasn't it also true that the Taliban offered bin Laden to us before we went to war in Afghanistan? They said, prove that he did it. He's yours.
Yeah, well, you do hear that. And, of course, you know, they were Al-Qaeda was originally the Mujahideen, funded by the CIA to help fight the Soviet enemy.
Okay, you know what? Here's the other connection in the movies. That James Bond film, the Mujahideen, were in that film. You had this actor named Art Malik who plays this Harvard-educated member of this group in Afghanistan. The same actor then appears in a film called True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger as a terrorist. And his,
is that right?
The meme was, in the plot in the movie, this is the one directed by James Cameron, he said, you killed our women and our children, you call us terrorists because we abandoned these people, like Bin Laden, of course, also. And they came back to haunt us. Also the movie The Siege, where you have this Arab cell staging terrorist actions in New York. And it's the same thing. The CIA abandoned them. Okay, we're coming back. The chicken's coming home to roost.
Yeah, yeah, that's not atypical. You know, we in the Iran-Iraq war, we funded both sides and sold weapons to both sides. You know, the CIA is always, the intelligence world is always trying to play both ends against the middle, against whatever would further their cause. But I'd caution against really trying to see Al-Qaeda as an oppressed minority fighting back. I mean, I really do believe that Bin Laden was trying to reestablish the caliphate and that his attitudes were medievalist, and he's basically an evil guy. One of the differences between 9/11 conspiracy theories and JFK conspiracy theories is that there is no non-conspiracy theory having to deal with 9/11. With JFK, you can believe in a conspiracy or you can believe in the lone nut. But with 9/11, it's either 19 jihadists and, you know, their Al-Qaeda cell leaders and Osama bin Laden conspiring to do what they did, or it's George Bush and Dick Cheney and his buddies conspiring. It's one conspiracy or another.
Well, there's the middle conspiracy, which is they knew it was going to happen, they just didn't stop it.
Well, there's my view that it started to happen, they saw it happening, and they said, hey, we can work with this, and they ordered a stand down.
All right.
Yeah,
ouch.
But you know, there's always been a propensity to just see the United States as being the big evil entity in the world, and that, you know, whatever's happening, it's the United States' own fault. I don't really think that's what's happening in 9/11.
But the other issue, of course, about all these things, Ken, is that governments tend to be reactive rather than proactive. They don't stem a crisis before it happens. They wait till it happens, and they run scrambling trying to figure out how to get themselves out of it. Like, what would happen if UFOs landed tomorrow and Michael Rennie comes out of the spaceship with his silver uniform and says, we're here to help you rather than to harm you, or whatever. Kenneth Thomas joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Kenneth Thomas for one more segment on the Paracast, if our broadband connection holds out. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg, trying to hold it all together. So now, in the 21st century, in the second decade, today, what do you think is the most important issue in power politics? The same ones of old or new ones?
Oh, it's the rapture.
Good answer.
Yeah, I don't know if you're following that, but yeah, there was, you know, everybody was expecting
the rapture. Yeah, we're all left behind, Ken.
Well, I think we are. You know, I think there's nobody has said anything about the pacing of the rapture. I think the rapture started on Saturday, and that everybody that's going to be lifted up into heaven is slowly fading away, but in imperceptible increments.
But how long will it take them? Like about 25 years? I think it's supposed to continue through October. It started then.
The times has just begun. Yeah, sure. Now it's October, right?
So I have to look at my hand. Is my hand slightly luminescent, transparent? I'm becoming the invisible man. I'm becoming Claude Rains.
But sometimes I wonder. I mean, these are the worst conspiracies, all these religious people who pretend that they know something and then convince a whole bunch of people that they've got this secret knowledge about the end of the world. And you know, where do these dupes come from? How often does this scam have to be pulled over a bunch of people? Sometimes I think the only reason that they keep recurring and coming back with this stuff is not because anybody believes it, but because people really enjoy laughing at it. And that the actual number of people who really believe it, the fools out there that we laugh at, don't really exist. You know, they're just a bunch of us, you know, laughing at, you know. But then again, people could be that stupid, you know. That's what everybody keeps telling me.
Okay, let's look at the UFO conspiracy since it's been in the periphery of our discussions, of course, with Maury Island, with all this other stuff. So is there going to be a wide open breakout in UFO knowledge, or is it always going to be at the periphery? You know, we think the government may know something. Maybe they don't. We get all these tantalizing hints through the years about these conspiracies and interactions, maybe JFK, Fred Lee Christman, all this other stuff. But can we ever really put it together? Is there going to be an event? Not the event, that NBC show that failed. The event, an event instead.
I think the only way it really works is through the slow accumulation of knowledge. To me, if the government came out tomorrow and declared of what it knows about UFOs and, you know, just came forward with it, it wouldn't be telling me anything that I don't already know because I've been studying it for years, you know.
Are you sure?
Sometimes I forget that they haven't actually come out with it, you know, because to me it's not even an article of faith. It's just a matter of reality that there's this UFO phenomenon out there. The government has an interest. We know it's accumulated a record. It knows things. You know things. You know, a formal declaration by any given administration isn't going to change that one way or another.
Yeah, that's what John Alexander said on the show here a few weeks back. He said the government's already disclosing. So,
yeah.
You know, he thinks it's a slow kind of tiptoe process that's going on as opposed to some big announcement. Uh-huh. I read an interesting article today. Alfred Weber now is claiming that Obama is going to create Armageddon by attacking the good ETs on the behest of the bad ETs. And so now it's going to be an ET war, which is actually the biblical, revelations, the prophecy of revelations, which I'll tell you, I don't know where these people come up with this stuff. It's pretty entertaining.
Have you ever had Nick Redfern on the show?
Regularly. He's one of our guest co-hosts.
Yeah, well, one of his latest books, the guy produces so many, I lose track, but it's about this clique within the military that believe UFOs are actually demons.
You know, the Collins Elite.
So,
yeah, that was a very good book.
And Redfern and Greg Bishop and a couple of other people are all of this mindset where they think the real fools out there, the ufologists, are the ones that keep hyping the extraterrestrial hypothesis, you know, and that there are better things to consider. And my take is, better things to consider, demons from hell. I mean, that's more credible to you than extraterrestrials from space.
The book is called, by the way, from Nick Redfern, Final Events and the Secret Government Group on Demonic UFOs in the Afterlife. By the way, Nick is also working on a Three Men in Black book, and we'll have a discussion about that book in the next few weeks. So there you go.
Okay.
That's the plug for Nick Redfern. We'll go back to plugging Ken Thomas now.
Well, yay, Nick. No, Nick's a friend of mine. I think he's great, and I'm looking forward to his Men in Black book, although that one and the one that the Jim Keith, the one that's just been reprinted, I mean, this is all obviously talk about your manipulations. Will Smith is doing a third Men in Black movie, and they want to take advantage of that, so boom, all of a sudden we got Men in Black books out there.
I think Tommy Lee Jones is coming back too, right?
Yes, he is. He is, although apparently they go back, actually it's weird, they go back to 1968, the time of Fred Crisman's prosecution by Jim Garrison, and apparently Tommy Lee Jones is replaced by James Brolin or something, the earlier version of him.
Hmm. Is Rip Torn going to be back in it? He's the guy, of course, is the manager of the Men in Black, and of course he's had all these legal problems personally.
I have no idea.
I think he died, didn't he?
No, Rip Torn is still alive.
Is he? Okay.
Rip Torn, real name, real first name is Elmore, believe it or not. Rip Torn. Yeah, he pleaded guilty in 2010 on charges related to an arrest in which police found him drunk in a Connecticut bank with a loaded gun.
Oh.
Not a good idea, Rip.
That happened.
Sounds like he was ripped.
He was given a suspended 2.5-year sentence. He cannot possess firearms during his 3-year probation period and will be subject to random drug and alcohol testing. Oh, it says here, Torn currently reprising his role of Zed in the Will Smith franchise flick, Men in Black 3. He'll be back.
All right. I'm glad we didn't lose him.
No, that's good to have. And his second cousin is the actress Sissy Spacek, by the way. There you go. Trivia time. Ken Thomas, we have a couple of minutes left. Tell us briefly about where listeners can find out more of your stuff and about your projects that they really need to check out.
Okay, well, steamshovelpress.com is the main contact point. I have on there a regular column now called Parapolitics Offhand. And it was supposed to be daily, but I realize I can't do it daily. But every other day, maybe weekly, I put a 1 or 2 or 3 line quip, usually some kind of smart alecky thing, humor related, or a link to an interesting news story having to do with current parapolitics. But also from there, you can get the whole product line I mentioned before, the main book, JFK and UFO, from Farrell House, which you could also get at farrellhouse.com. There's a PDF-only electronic book called Popular Parrot Politics. These are essays about my life in the conspiracy underground that you can get through steamshovelpress.com. There's a DVD of my appearance with Timothy Leary. It's called Cafe Chaos. That's available. I wrote the foreword to this book, Casebook on the Men in Black, which you can get from AUP. I also wrote a book on, wrote a chapter on Nazis and UFOs for Tim Beckley's latest reprint of a book.
By the way, AUP is Adventures Unlimited Press. That's, of course, David Hatcher Childress is the publisher. Go ahead.
That's right. And Timothy Beckley is the publisher of To Hell and Back, A Round Trip to Hell and Back and A Flying Saucer. So I'm really usually a very busy guy knocking it out for people. There's a new Facebook page, like I mentioned, for Steam Shovel Press. And all of that, again, the main is for the book, JFK and UFO, farrellhouse.com or Amazon. There's a Wikipedia page on me out there, too. Some things on YouTube, some of my lectures and stuff appear on YouTube. So lots of.
You're active in the current media.
That's exactly right.
That keeps you real busy. And you even have a day job. You keep a day job after all this.
I do, indeed, yes.
What is your day job, for listeners who want to know?
I am an archivist. I work at an archives at a university. It's basically the same work, only it's kind of less interesting during the day. Conspiracy theorist by archivist by day, conspiracy theorist by night. The thing is, I do a lot of traveling and lecturing, too. And if anybody's interested in getting a lecture on these topics, be in contact. I just got back from Hartford, Connecticut. And prior to that, I was in Atlanta. And then prior to that, I was in Bath, England.
World traveler. I tell you what, we should also remind our listeners that Chris O'Brien has this great site, OurStrangePlanet.com, which we're trying to redesign for him, and it will be done shortly. And from Chris and myself, Ken Thomas, thank you so much for being a great
man.
Guest.
That was a great show.
On the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Call back soon and often.
Cool.
Is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.